Tonight, and I'm super excited about it. That was, you guys remember that? That was BB and CC whining, Addictive Love. That song to me is timeless. Glory to God. Oh, thank you for tuning in to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. I am your kingdom big sis, the king's daughter, Prophet LaShonda Coleman. And boy, do I have a show for you tonight. So that song was most appropriate. All it was talking about the Lord, I thought it was a really nice song for a relationship as well. So let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from all evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your word and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you and being fruitful in every good work, and by being renewed in the spirits of our minds, that we put under tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another, that we dwell together in the unity of faith, my God. Let me say it again. That we dwell together in the unity of faith, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake. I pray we all speak the same thing with no divisions among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith, that we're not caring about with various and strange doctrines, but we study rightly dividing the word of truth. That we're not murmurers, complainers, walking after our own lusts, but we are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. I pray, God, that the whole body be knit and joined together and that every part does its share, causing growth to the body. As each one of us, oh God, receive a gift, let us minister it, looking out for the interests of others. Let us all always and all verbally love one another with a pure heart, so that we do not lose the things that we have worked for. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time. For the days are evil, running with endurance the race that is set before us, oh my God. Setting our minds on things above and not on things on the earth, but pressing, and I say pressing towards the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God, and putting on the whole armor of you, God, that we may dwell and stand against the devil, that we speak forth your word with great boldness, and that you would stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your son, Jesus. And we give you all the praise and all the glory that's due your name. In Jesus' name, if you can hear the sound of my voice, somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Oh, my God. So we are in Relationship Monday. And I tell you, I tell you, be prepared for this one. Amen. You know, we have speakers on, and then I have things that people may send me or things that I'll preview and things of that nature. And let me tell you, this one is an hour long, but we're going to do about 30 minutes of it tonight. This is by Dr. Jamal Bryant. He has a ministry right here in Baltimore, Maryland. The Lord has really done some great things in this brother life. And as I was talking with someone earlier this week, a pastor and I, a pastor her and her husband, they both are pastors here in Maryland, and we were talking about relationships, and I'm going to have them on the show soon. And we were talking about relationships, and it was something about something they heard Jamal Bryan teach, and they went to hear him teach, and that it was phenomenal. And they said, well, you know, you can actually get the recording, and I'll be able to give it to you. So I listened to it, and whoo, I hope you're not cooking in the kitchen right now. You know, or men, I hope, you know, if you're on your way home from work and you got your phone playing, make sure it's full charge, because I'm going to play this. And this brother, you know, when people really go through things in life and the Lord humbled them, their teaching become raw, but it becomes so much truth, and it becomes loving, and then it comes from their experience. I'm telling you. So buckle down, you know, get you some pencil and paper if you're going to reteach this. And I want to just introduce this lesson. Every man has got to find a good woman. And this is by Dr. Jamal Bryan. Part one. Be blessed. I'll see you in a moment.
Anywhere in the world. All heads are bowed, all eyes are closed. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You are my rock, my strength, and my redeemer. Speak what I didn't even prepare. Don't let the people hear my voice, but let them only hear echoes from Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. Every man has got to find the right mate. Ladies and gentlemen, before discussing policy, security, or the economy, at the first debate, President Obama paused to publicly appreciate the presence of his wife, Michelle, who has stood faithfully by his side for the last 20 years. Under his own admission, he would not be where he is if it were not for her. Ladies and gentlemen, the mate a man picks will either catapult him into destiny or tie him to complacency. The saying is often said that behind every successful man is a woman who was tired from pushing him there. A man who does not have a woman pushing him to the top has a chick driving him to the bottom. That's why you have to be very careful who it is that you pick. The story is told about a flight attendant who went away for a weekend rendezvous in the Rockies, blown away by the picturesque landscape, fresh air, and an assumed Prince Charming, whose cabin she was holed up in for the weekend. When it was time for her return, he proposed. Reeling from the ring, when she reached the airport, she asked and prayed, God, give me a sign. Not long after boarding the aircraft, she went into the restroom to refresh herself. Turbulence began to ensue, and a light came on that said, return to the cabin. She thought that meant the one in the Rockies. She assumed that the light in the bathroom was a sign from God that this is the person. Many of us manipulate situations and circumstances and bend them so that they will, in fact, be what it is that we desire. And so we will, in fact, try to convince ourselves that our will is God's will when it is not. A large majority of men are miserable with their mate because it matched up with their minds at the time, but they did not, in fact, have symmetry with their destiny. They married, many of them, for the silent approval of their mother, or they discovered too late that there was no depth beyond sex. So they woke up one morning, realized that they were married to the perfect stranger, trying to figure out who they were because they had, in fact, become involved with an alien. You'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, in Genesis chapter 24, verse number 3, that Abraham begins to pray to the Lord that the Lord would provide a wife for his son Isaac. The disconnect, ladies and gentlemen, that happens in our communities is that we raise our daughters to be brides, but we raise our sons to be boyfriends. He prayed and made a covenant that God would, in fact, send the right spouse because there was a destiny in his child that he knew could not be forfeited. He began to pray in earnest, Lord, I need somebody who will bless my son, because I know that there is a call on his life that is going to impact nations, that is in fact going to expand the faith, and is going to make our name great. Something has happened, ladies and gentlemen, where it is that we coddle our sons while we discipline our daughters. And as a consequence, we've raised our daughters to have management, to have discipline, and to have focus, and we raise our sons to be spoiled. So our sons sit down and they play video games for endless hours while you charge and challenge the daughters to learn how to cook, to clean up, and to in fact do well in school, but you do not have the same standard for your sons. So in the same house, you have a daughter who is in extracurricular activities, every semester is in the dean's list, while you have a son who is derelict of any responsibility or discipline, and then you don't understand why it is that he is a serial single father and you are always down in Jessup. Because you did not, in fact, make the necessary precautions to see that there was a call on your son's life, and you are raising him not to be your little big man, but you are raising him to be an independent man. When you get to the place of spiritual maturity and realize that there is a call and an assignment on your life, hear me, that you will not be able to fulfill by yourself, but that your children will, in fact, carry on the legacy of the call and the covenant, it will change your prayer life. That God, I don't want you to just pray for me. I don't want you to just bless me, but I want you to bless them with a mate. Let me ask even now, every person in the room who has a son under the age of 18, would you please stand? Under the age of 19, please stand. Under the age of 20, would you please stand? Under the age of 21, would you please stand? Ask that you would please lift up that hand even now. You're not even praying for you. I'm praying even now that God will find the right wife for your son. Yep, you didn't hear what I just said. I said I'm praying even right now that God will raise up the right kind of wife for your son, but even more, that God will anoint your son to be the right kind of husband. A husband that is focused, a husband that is loving, a husband that is compassionate. Now, you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, how soft and how subtle the shout was in the sanctuary, even over the prospect of marriage, even over the prospect of a healthy relationship, because this is something in the black community we have not pushed, we have not championed, and that we have not called to. In any other ethnicity, here may they begin planning at birth about marriage, about life relationships, and about cycles, but we're excited just about dating. Y'all not talking back to me. I said to you a few weeks ago, nowhere in the Bible does God ever provide a boyfriend or a girlfriend. He only provides mates, hear me, for a life journey. And so now let me change and scrub and detox your thinking. I'm praying now for every parent who is standing, that God is shaping even now somebody who was going to be your son's wife. Come on, I can't hear nobody. I said I'm praying even now that God is anointing the right kind of woman to be your son's wife, but hear me this way, you ought to shout, I'm praying now that God is touching your son, that your son will be disciplined and mature enough to be husband material. Now with that, would you give God glory like you know God is able to do it? Be seated. Something is wrong and disconnected of a church of 8,000 to 10,000 people, ladies and gentlemen, that we are just averaging 1 to 2 weddings a quarter. It is a disconnect, hear me, and it shows a systemic brokenness within our community that marriage is no longer a goal, an aspiration, or a principle that we live by. He begins to pray, Lord, find me the right wife for my son Isaac. He prayed and made a covenant with the people around him. All of you who are in my space, Abram begins to pray, those of you on my staff, all of you who are my butlers, those of you who work around the house, those of you who are my friends, I need you to come in the covenant with me that my son is going to find the right person. And the person, hear me, who God is getting ready to find for my son, so says Abraham, is not somebody who lives around here. This is Abraham, because I'm living in Canaan, and I do not want people around my son. I do not want him to fall in love with a carrier of a curse. I am blessed in a cursed place. Y'all are getting ready to miss it. I need you to hear that again. I am blessed in a cursed place. I am blessed in a cursed place. I am blessed in a cursed place. And what the devil wants you to do is fall in love with somebody who is comfortable being cursed. So they do not dream in a different capacity. They do not aspire into a different level. They do not push to get anything greater. Who God has for your child's life is not anybody who is satisfied with a regular menial job. God has got to find somebody who's got an oil in them, who wants to see the best come out of them, and to let them know you are not going to go down because you with me. And as long as you with me, we got to get to the top together. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, do not marry somebody who is impressed with what you have. You got to get connected with somebody who believes you can, in fact, achieve more than what you've already done. Do not marry a fan or a groupie. Marry a friend who said, listen, I know you think you're doing good, but there's more God wants to do out of your life. Say something. I can't find the right person by myself. So the Lord, send an angel to go ahead of me, to separate the wheat from the chaff, so that my eyes are not blurred, so my vision is not skewed, so that my desire is not compromised.
Christianity, we can afford
to help you pick the right person. Come on, tap the person in front of you. Tell them God is sending an angel to block you from the wrong person. God is sending an angel so that your priority list is in a different place. Please don't let broken people fuck you up. Y'all just missed that. I said do not let broken people fuck you up. So it says, I'm setting out. I got to go find somebody for my son. But I can't find nobody around here because I don't want anybody cursed. I need somebody blessed because there's an anointing on my child's life. There's an anointing in my destiny. There is a promise over my name. And so I've got to go. And the Bible records that he travels for 500 miles. Travels, hear me, for 500 miles just to find the right person. Gentlemen, a woman worth having will require a sacrifice. If she is convenient, she is not worth covenant. Y'all just missed it. I said, if she is convenient, she is not worth covenant. You got to go out of your way to find a woman who's worth something. Proverbs 31 says, who can find a virtuous woman? Because they not everywhere. Y'all not talking back to me. Not who can find a good-looking woman. Not who can find a woman who dresses well. Not who can find a woman that got style. Not who can find a woman who will stroke your ego. But who can find a woman with character and integrity and with a prayer life? In other words, in order for you to find her, you got to look for her. Hookers are on the corner. Women are in the house. Y'all are just missing that. Amen. You got to do something that will stretch yourself. Ladies, let me pause because I'm talking to the men. Hear me. A man does not want a woman who is 7-Eleven always open. You don't go to 7-Eleven to go to the market. You go to 7-Eleven to pick up something fast. Y'all ain't talking back to me. You got to find something that is worth value, that has some standards to it. A woman worth having will be an inconvenience. A woman worth having will be an inconvenience. Hookers make it easy for you. Y'all don't like it. I feel tomatoes coming at me. Hookers will make it easy for you. Hear me. So they just stand on the corner. All you got to do is pull up and they jump in. A lady knows, hear me, that if you want me, you getting out your car, coming to my door, ringing the bell, walking me back, opening the door for me. You shouldn't even know what a doorknob feels like in the presence of a man, because he's got to be inconvenient. All right. Because morals are so low and opportunities are so high, most men do not know how to pursue. All right, let me give it to you again. I said, because morals are so low and opportunities are so high, most men today do not know how to pursue, because there are too many options. But a woman of God who knows her worth and knows her value will not, in fact, negotiate when she knows the price of her call. I can't hear nobody. A woman who knows who she is not going to put up with foolishness and will hold you into accountability. And if the man gets upset because you told him accountable, that is not the man God has for you. You are not supposed to become bitter. You're supposed to become better, because you done found somebody who ain't going to play the game. Verse number 12 is when we finally get to our text. And he began to pray, Lord, let me have success today. I said, let me have success today, not by closing a good business deal, not by, here it is, getting a new car, not by getting a $1 million check. I will find success today. I'm in the book in Genesis 24, verse number 12. I find success when I found a woman worth having. Oh, God, at least the sisters ought to be clapping over that. Because you understand, ladies and gentlemen, you will only, brothers, go so far until you find God's woman for you. Mm-hmm. All right, let me help you right now. You got to understand where you are. Up to this point, you are skating on grace. It is not until you find a woman you get favor. Without a woman, you will not know the favor of God. I can't hear nobody. Because he that finds a wife finds a good thing and gets favor from the Lord. You ought to be looking at that brother feeling sorry for him, because he don't even know what favor is until he gets who it is that God has for him. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not in Genesis 24, this is not Isaac praying. This is so critical. This is not Isaac praying. It's not even Abraham praying. It's somebody in the house. All right. A real friend, brothers, please hear me. A real friend wants to see you faithful. He is not your boy because he covers your infidelity. And many of our brothers will never find successful relationships because they are not around men who desire successful relationships. But when that brother begins to pray, Lord, I want success to happen for him, because I know he's got destiny on his life. I know he's got a call on his life. I know he's got an assignment. And if he could ever get a good sister in his life, I know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Do me a favor, please. Would you just tap whatever brothers around you, tell them, I'm believing the best for you. I'm believing the best for you. I'm believing the best for you, that God is getting ready to raise you to a higher standard. He's praying, and while he's praying, y'all look like y'all boy. While he's praying, in the middle of his prayer, God sends Rebecca. He praying, Lord, send somebody. Make today a success.
I want to find the right person. I want Isaac to be happy. I want him to have dominion. I want him to have authority. Lord, send somebody. And while he's praying, God answers the prayer and sends Rebecca. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it may not seem that significant to you who God sends and what she represents. All right? Rebecca's name, ladies and gentlemen, translates to mean to bind. All right. Whatsoever you loose in the earth shall be loosed in heaven. But whatsoever you bind in the earth shall be bound in heaven. Hear me. He's praying, and God sends somebody who knows how to bind. Y'all are missing this, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me. You've got to understand, brother, when you find a sister who knows the art of spiritual warfare, who knows how to bind whatever the enemy thought he was going to do to you. God, I can't hear nobody. Some of y'all brothers, y'all ought to be shouting right now because your life should have been a mess, but you had a sister that was praying. Lord, bind it up. That's the only reason, Joker, you ain't in jail right now. It's because somebody prayed to bind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even right now, sisters, would you stretch forth your right hand of faith towards whatever man.
Oh, glory to God. All right. Well, we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties right now. We have some rain and thunder going on outside. So just bear with me for just 1 second. Let me see. Can I just get it back on air? Whoo! I mean, he is teaching this thing. Bear with me for just 1 second.
I can't tell you how many people have stopped me around.
I think we almost got. Thank you for your patience.
Talking back to me. You got to find something that is worth value, that has some standards to it. A woman worth having will be an inconvenience. A woman worth having will be an inconvenience. They, not by closing a good business deal, not by, here it is, getting a new car, not by getting a $1 million check. I will find success today. I'm in the book in Genesis 24, verse number 12. I find success when I found a woman worth having. Oh, God. At least the sisters ought to be clapping over that. Because you understand, ladies and gentlemen, you will only, brothers, go so far until you find God's woman for you. Mm-hmm. All right, let me help you right now. You got to understand where you are up to this point. You are skating on grace. It is not until you find a woman you get favor. Without a woman, you will not know the favor of God. I can't hear nobody. Because he that finds a wife finds a good thing and gets favor from the Lord. You ought to be looking at that brother feeling sorry for him, because he don't even know what favor is until he gets who it is that God has for him. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not in Genesis 24, this is not Isaac praying. This is so critical. This is not Isaac praying. It's not even Abraham praying. It's somebody in the house. It's getting ready to raise you to a higher standard. He's praying, and while he's praying, y'all look like y'all boring. While he's praying, in the middle of his prayer, God sends Rebecca. He praying, Lord, send somebody. Make today a success. I want to find the right person. I want Isaac to be happy. I want him to have dominion. I want him to have authority. Lord, send somebody. And while he's praying, God answers the prayer and sends Rebecca. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it may not seem that significant to you who God sends and what she represents. All right? Rebecca's name, ladies and gentlemen, translates to mean to bind. All right. Whatsoever you loose in the earth shall be loosed in heaven. But whatsoever you bind in the earth shall be bound in heaven. Hear me. He's praying, and God sends somebody who knows how to bind. Y'all are missing this, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me. You got to understand, brother, when you find a sister who knows the art of spiritual warfare, who knows how to bind whatever the enemy thought he was going to do to you. God, I can't hear nobody. Some of y'all brothers, y'all ought to be shouting right now because your life should have been a mess. But you had a sister that was praying. Lord, bind it up. That's the only reason, Joker, you ain't in jail right now. It's because somebody prayed to bind. Hallelujah. And even right now, scars of their past, you get ready to bind their physical sexual weakness. You get ready to bind their double-minded ways. You get ready to bind the habits of alcohol, drug addiction, pornography, even of gambling, same-sex marriage. I need you to shout unto God, every sister who knows no weapon that is formed against these men will be able to prosper. I bind. Hallelujah. I don't know if you felt it, but something just shifted in the room. God, I wish y'all could feel what I feel. God just moved on that man's behalf. I bind every stronghold. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I feel your glory. Hallelujah. I feel your glory. Hallelujah. I feel your glory. You don't even know what just got activated. God just bound up generational curses. He just bound up every spirit of witchcraft, every demonic attack, every act of the adversary. He binds it up. Bless your holy name. God, I thank you. Hey, God, I thank you. Satan, get off our men. God, I thank you. Satan, get off my son. Satan. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I said it just got broken. The curse over these men just got broken. The assignment. God, help me. I gotta move. But I just heard something from God. God said, if you shout one more time, I'm breaking the curse over your son. God, I can't hear nobody. He said, if you shout one more time, whatever your son's been dealing with, it's broken. If you lift up.
My. Wow, we are running out of time. I'm telling you, there is also another part to this that I definitely hopefully we get a chance to play right here on TKD Global Radio and broadcast. Man, that blessed me. So I really pray that is bless you and set you free. Glory to God. Because he that finds a wife does find favor with the Lord. I'm telling you, there's a lot of great men out there. I don't care what the world says. There's a lot of great men out there, glory to God, and they just need to, you know, the woman that God need to send to their lives. Amen, to push them in the right direction, not be a heavy weight and a burden on them. Yeah, I said it because it is true. Glory to God, because that man needs favor on his life, and, you know, so he has to find the wife. I'm telling you, that blessed me so much. Glory to God. I'm going to use some of that in my upcoming A Good Girl Guide to Great Sex when I teach that, because it's truth. And if you guys know me, you know I'm only going to teach the truth. So don't forget to join us every Monday for Relationship Monday, and don't forget to join us this Thursday for Work the Word Thursday. I got a special guest who will be on live with us, amen, giving us a great word. Whew, I hope you was blessed as I was tonight on TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. I absolutely love each and every one of you. But remember, our Father in Heaven, he loves you so much more. Have a blessed evening. You know who it is. The Kingdom Mix says TKD. Bye-bye.